Look, some interesting survey results coming out recently about the amount of Australians that are spending a lot of their income on gambling, one form or another, whether it be at the poker machines, be it on lotteries. And the average Australian spends around $1,240 on gambling a year, which incidentally is well above averages across the rest of the world. Somebody that's got an interest in that is Dr. Charles Livingstone from Monash University, from the School of Public Health and Preventative Medicine. Good morning, Charles. The fact that we're spending at least $1,200 a year, that's come as a surprise that it's that high, or is that low?
No, that's pretty... Australia's been at the lead in global stakes of gambling expenditure for many years, and in fact, we're now close to twice as much on a per capita basis compared to the next biggest country, which is, in fact, Singapore. And most of the money in Singapore gets spent by tourists. So, in reality, we're the world's biggest gamblers.
That is a huge amount. If we're, like you said, we're double the amount of, number two, and a lot of that's not even coming from them. Some of the other interesting results that came out there of the survey was that around 40% of Australians do it on a monthly basis, but most of us are doing it with lottery tickets. I would have thought that it would have been more the other way, but lottery tickets are up in front there.
Yeah, most people who gamble don't gamble very significantly, and mostly that's related to lottery products. Now, it's important to remember that not all gambling is the same in terms of the harm that it causes. So lottery products are amongst the most benign forms of gambling. They have very low rates of harm associated with them. But poker machines, online betting, both horses and sports, casino games and so on, have very high rates of harm, but not very many people gamble on them terribly regularly.
I guess that's a good thing, Charles, particularly if you're someone that has, you fall into the category of being a problem gambler. I kind of think that it's so easy to get on your phone and see, oh, wow, payday, I've just been paid, flick across to a gambling website, and in the space of 2 minutes, in theory, you could actually put all of your pay on and be completely broke just like that.
Well, you could, but I mean, the main cause of harm, gambling harm in Australia, and still the main source of gambling losses is poker machines. So Australians lose $23 billion a year gambling. About 53% of that goes on poker machines in clubs and pubs. And of course, New South Wales is the zone zero for poker machine gambling, with nearly 100,000 poker machines spread around the countryside. So, I mean, most of the harm, 75% of the harm associated with gambling comes from poker machines, and a great deal of that is concentrated in New South Wales, even though only a relatively modest proportion of the population actually gamble regularly on poker machines.
Are we seeing with the technology that the numbers of people doing online gambling, is that starting to rise, or is that fairly much plateaued out and poker machines, etc., are still the big boogeyman?
Well, poker machines are still the major form of gambling, both in terms of money and in terms of the harm created, but online gambling, particularly smartphone-based mobile gambling apps and so on, are definitely increasing. Sports betting is increasing at the rate of about 20-something percent per annum, so it's very rapidly growing. But it's still got a long way to go. I mean, sports betting is worth perhaps $1 billion a year. Poker machine gambling is worth nearly $12 billion a year. So although a lot of alarm has been raised about sports gambling and so on and the promotion of it with football games, the real issue is still with poker machine gambling.
With some of this data coming through, Charles, and now we've got a bit of a picture on where the money's going and proportionately as well, what would you like to see moving forward to try and curb some of the people falling into that problem gambling strata of society?
All right. Well, look, there's a number of things. Number one, of course, is restricting advertising, and of course, much of the growth in sports betting and online gambling in general has been driven by the advertising. Now, the Commonwealth Government says that it's dealing with that, and hopefully it will in due course, and we'll start to see more restraint on that, so that's a positive thing, I think. The other problem we've got, though, is that poker machines in particular remain highly addictive now. They're clever boxes of tricks. They're computerised devices which can do anything that the programmer wants them to do.
And pay a jackpot, for example.
Well, like not pay a jackpot, but more importantly, what they do is they provide a lot of reinforcement. So they basically stimulate the part of the brain which is also stimulated by drugs of addiction. So without boring your listeners, what that does is it generates a what we call an addictive type of response. So people become addicted to these devices. Now, the the tricks and bells and whistles and so on that are associated with these machines can all be modified. It would be very helpful if we could start seeing some better technical regulation around these. And, of course, the other issue is that we could reduce the maximum bets. In New South Wales, in any pub or club, you can bet $10 a spin, and indeed on some machines up to $100 a spin.
Wow.
And you can put in, you can walk into any pub and club in New South Wales and put $7,500 into a single machine and gamble it away. So, you know, what we're looking at is very high-impact devices that are ubiquitously available and, unfortunately, still tend to be concentrated in areas where people are doing it tough.
And I think that's where some of the problems are as well, Charles. But those massive amounts, the fact you can put $7,000 in there, that is simply stunning. So thank you, Dr. Charles Livingstone, for your input on that this morning. Gambling, it's still a problem in many parts of the country, and certainly here in New South Wales, we are no exception. Dr. Charles Livingstone from Monash University on 2NURFM 103.7.